series of messages about putting on the whole armor of God. If you've missed any of those, you can find them on our website. I don't know if you are aware that we have a website now. You'll find that fbclex.com, fbclex.com. These sermons are on there. There's also the notes from the sermons. There's also other things about our church. If you haven't seen that yet, pull that up first chance you get. Don't do it now. And check that out. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10 says, "Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance and making supplication for all the saints." Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. We pray that as we look, that your Spirit would speak to us this morning. Help me to be your vessel this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said, in the past few weeks, we've been talking about the armor of God and how each piece has its function to protect us against Satan's attacks. We talked about the belt of truth, feeding on a regular diet of the Word of God as one part of the armor. Another part of the armor we talked about was the breastplate of righteousness, which means living out the Christian life every day. We talked about the gospel of the shoes of peace. In other words, being at peace with God in our hearts as a defense against Satan. Then last week we talked about the shield of faith. Paul said, above all, put on the shield of faith, because the shield of faith is the priority defense, because it takes faith to put on the other pieces of the armor. And we talk about all of this spiritual warfare stuff and all these things about the evil one and Satan and all these things. And in case someone might think that that's just a fairy tale type thing, and this character comes to mind of the red pointed tail and the horns and all of that stuff, cartoon character, that's not true. He's real. And he's at work in the world today. He doesn't like the work that you and I do as Christians. And so this week we're going to talk about the helmet of salvation. I want you to think with me. What does a soldier use a helmet for? Well, it uses it to protect his head, right? And protect the brain that's inside of his head. The brain is the central thinking and processing part of the body. For the Christian, the helmet of salvation protects our minds against the subtle attacks of Satan. Satan is in the business of waging a battle for the possession and control of your mind. Now, I'm not joking about that, right? He really does do that. His purpose is to corrupt or confuse you, whether it's through false teaching or it's something that's going on in the world that's not right, or the world's value system that's all messed up. Satan can corrupt or confuse you to the point that you're not thinking clearly about God and His purpose for your life. We are to put on, it said, the helmet of salvation, which Christ has provided for us. Christ can protect our minds, and through Him we can have victory in the place where the devil fights many of his battles. Do you realize this morning that Satan fights most of his battles in your mind? He starts in your mind. He messes with your mind, causing you to think wrongly about circumstances and people. When your mind thinks wrongly, of course, it leads you to do wrong things or make wrong decisions. We must put on the helmet of salvation, which is part of the armor of God, which is Christ. Christ is the armor. And the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God. It's telling us to put on Christ. Now, you put on Christ by having a healthy, vibrant, active relationship with Him. It's not something that we just do on Sunday. It's not something that we do when we're in trouble. Having a vibrant, healthy relationship with Christ is something that you develop. And it's there when you need to fight the battles with Satan. Hopefully, all of us in here have done that. Or we're doing that. Matter of fact, all of us should be doing that, right? Developing that. That's what's called sanctification, if you've ever heard that word before. Sanctification. It's that growth that happens in our Christian life. We keep getting stronger in Christ. And that helps us when dealing, the Bible says, with the evil one. Well, what is the helmet exactly? How can we define it? As we've already said, the helmet is the protection for the head. Here we're talking about the helmet of salvation being protection for the mind. As I've already said, most of the spiritual battles that happen is fought in the mind. Jesus wants to equip our minds with His purposes, His plans, His thoughts, His concepts, His truth, and His word. And if we'll allow Him to do that, if we'll allow Him to equip our minds with His purposes and His word and all these things, that will help us when we have to go to battle with Satan. And it'll help us be victorious every time. Because the Bible says, greater is He that lives in me and lives in you than he that lives in the world. Is that not true? That's what the Bible says. Greater is He that lives in us. And God is far, far greater than Satan ever thought about being. So we're already have the victory in the bag, you might say, because we're believers in Christ. And that makes us strong, right? It makes us strong and victorious. If we fill our minds with Jesus, there won't be any room for the devil to set up camp in your mind. Let's consider some things about the helmet. The helmet, first off, is the wisdom of Christ. The wisdom of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24 says, Jesus is the wisdom of God. It says there in verse 30 of that same chapter, but by His doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. When we put on Christ, He saves us. He saves us. When we put on Christ the helmet, He gives us His wisdom. Wisdom is protection for the mind. And there's no greater wisdom than that which is Christ Jesus Himself. As we encompass the Lord and put on Christ, the helmet, He becomes to us our wisdom. Now we've got to have Christ wisdom to make it in the world that we're living in right now. We've got to have the wisdom of Christ to live in the age that we're living in now. We need His wisdom to sort through all of the junk that's thrown our way on a daily basis and be able to decipher what is true and what's not, what's right and what's wrong. Every single day, we can turn on the news and hear something else crazy, can't we? And it used to be always off somewhere else, not here. But now it's here, too, as well, isn't it? Used to it was always in the big city. Well, that's what happens down in Jackson. But now it happens in Lexington, right? It happens in our town, in your town. We need the wisdom of Christ to be able to deal with it. Can you see this morning how important it is when the Bible says, is talking about spirit, this armor of God, that it, how important it is for us to have the helmet of salvation, God's protection for our mind. So we'll, and like I say, it's not the wisdom I'm giving you, that's my opinion. Only as I'm preaching from the Bible about God's wisdom, it's God's wisdom that I want you to have. It's the wisdom of Christ. In the spiritual battles that Christians find themselves in, the helmet of salvation is not optional gear. It's not optional. It's a valid part of the armor. You've got to wear it. You've got to think like Christ. We need to think about world things with the mind of Christ. And not only is the helmet of salvation the wisdom of Christ, but it's also the power of Christ. It's the power of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 3, Paul said, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God." Paul didn't go to the church at Corinth filled with his own ideas, filled with his own grandiose scheme about maybe how they should run their church. No, he came, it said, in weakness and fear and trembling. He said, "My message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of my own wisdom." He knew that human wisdom would not cut it on the spiritual battleground. I think that's the reason why many Christians are losing the battle, because they're approaching it from a human standpoint. They're approaching it trying to use human wisdom and human understanding. You can't fight a spiritual battle with human understanding. You've got to have the wisdom of God, and you've got to have His wisdom. And so Paul said he came in weakness and fear and trembling, not trusting in his own wisdom, but he did that in order that God's power would shine forth. God's power always shines forth in your life and my life when we realize it's all about Him and not about us. And note also that God's power rests in Christ the helmet. His power rests in Christ the helmet. When we're speaking of this part of the armor called the helmet of salvation, we're talking about putting on the wisdom of God so that we have His power also. How do you get the helmet? How do you do that? Again, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, like the preacher, you say the same thing all the time. You always tell us to study our Bibles. You always tell us to pray. You always tell us to get closer to Jesus. Well, guess what? That's how you get the helmet of salvation too. That's how you get it. You do it through faithfulness. There's nothing magic about it. It's just diligent faithfulness to the Bible and to Christ and to the church. First, you have to spend time in God's Word. You can't just come to church on Sunday and be fed. It takes more than that. You're not going to have the wisdom of God unless you make an investment of time in the Word of God. It's just not going to come any other way. You can't put the Bible under your pillow at night and by some osmosis it just enters into your brain and you wake up the next day just full of the wisdom of God. That's what we would like, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be cool? Man, I'd stick my Bible under my head every night, wouldn't you? To sleep and then that stuff just soak into my mind. But it don't work that way. I had this guy tell me one time that he always kept a Bible by the front door and that on his way out the front door every day, he'd just stop and lay his hand on the Bible for a minute and then walk on out. That's not going to work that way. You could have any book laying there and put your hand on it, right? But how's it going to get in here? How am I going to get the Bible in here? I've got to read it. That's a paramount idea, isn't it? Let's just read it. There's all kinds of reading plans that you can look at. Talking about the website a while ago, there's even something on there you can click and you can get the verse of the day. How easy is that? You can go further and look at BibleGateway.com. And it has several reading plans that you can pick from. Right now, I'm doing the New Testament reading plan. And it's real easy. It's not very much. It takes 5 minutes. You read that, and then you click I'm done at the bottom. And then the next day, you open it up, and there's that day's, and so forth and so on. How easy is that to do? We just got to do it, don't we? We just got to do it. But you see, Satan don't want you reading the Bible, does he? That's why it's so hard to read the Bible. It's because you'll think of 10 other things to do rather than just read the Bible. That's one of his schemes. You know, with technology and stuff today, everything really is much easier. It really pulls out all the stops. I've got an app on my phone that I can sit down beside somebody and lead them to Jesus. It shows step by step. You don't have to do anything. You just show them, and I'll show that to you if you're interested in it. It's free. Don't cost you anything. Because salvation is free, right? So why wouldn't the app be free? But you can sit there with someone, and it shows how we're separated from God and what happens if we don't get with God by trusting Jesus and so forth, and it goes step by step. If you want scripture, it pops that up. And there toward the end, it asks that person, do you want to receive Christ as your Savior today? And they can either reach out and push yes or push not now. And then it'll go on to the next thing. How easy is that? So we've got stuff we can read our Bible with. We've got stuff that we can lead somebody to Jesus with. But we have to do it, though, don't we? We just have to do it. Well, a second thing about the helmet, not only do you have to spend time in God's Word, you have to ask for the helmet of God's wisdom and power. Excuse me. James 1:5 said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Do you need wisdom? Ask for it. That's what it is. It's simple, isn't it? Ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. If you need it, ask for it, right? If we don't have it, we probably haven't asked for it. If we need it, ask for it. It's that easy. It's that easy. The helmet, which is the wisdom of God, is available to every Christian who will ask God for it. Then we have to spend time, as I said, in the Word and in prayer to obtain God's wisdom. When you ask God for something, what are you doing? You're praying, right? That's what you do. You ask God. You pray. So how do you use the helmet of God's wisdom and power? We have never been in a place where we have needed more men and women thoroughly equipped with Christian minds, ready to do battle in the spiritual arena. Is that not true? Have we ever been in a better place where we need men, Christian men and women, equipped with Christian minds, ready to do battle? The battle is raging, and we risk losing it if we don't have champions for God out in the world. Champions for God that are determined to be every bit as educated as the slickest scientist in his discipline. Every bit as determined as the slick lobbyist that's trying to get lawmakers to make laws for the few that affects everybody adversely. Have you seen that lately? Laws for the few affects everybody? Of course you have. I'm looking for some champions for God this morning. I wish this place was full of people. Because I'm looking for some champions for God this morning. I'm looking for some people who will come on and get serious about this church and following Christ every day. Champions for God. People could pass by this building on a weekday and think, you know, right there, there's some champions for God in that place. They take church seriously, amen? They take the things of God seriously. They know about the spiritual battles that go on. And they don't back down because they've got what? The armor of God to get with it. I'm looking for champions for God. Another thing, we need this helmet to defend ourselves against a hostile world. As I've already said, the helmet is Christ. Putting on the helmet is protection for the mind, and it's putting on the mind of Christ. Thinking like Christ will help us defend ourselves in a hostile world. The world is very hostile, is it not? Hostile against you because you're a Christian, unless you're hiding it. But if you let people know about it, there's sometimes hostility. In case you haven't noticed, the world doesn't think like Christ, does it? It doesn't think like Christ. As a matter of fact, the world is opposed to Christ. And the world is opposed to you when you act and think like Christ. Oh, they'll love you for your good humanitarian deeds. They'll love you for that. As long as you don't say anything about Jesus. You know, come help me out and do these good deeds for me, but I don't want to know anything about this Jesus. I've had guys tell me before, say, well, I believe in God, but I'm not so sure about Jesus. Well, if you're not sure about Jesus, you're not sure about God either. Or the God you say that you believe in is not the God of the Bible, because Jesus and God, they're like that, aren't they? Exactly. Fill your mind with Christ, and He will take care of you. Too many Christians today are ignorant of the Scriptures. They don't have the answers that they need when confronted by a hostile world, so they run away. They don't know what God's Word says, so they believe whatever the media tells them. Well, that's the way it is, isn't it? If it's on the news, it's got to be right, isn't it? Isn't it true if it's on the news? I don't think so. I don't think so. If you know what's in God's Word, you're going to be able to look at the news and decipher what is good and what is not. What is true and what is not. We must have believers that can embrace Christ's truth and speak it boldly to a lost world. We need the helmet to tear down Satan's strongholds in our minds. See, that's what happens. Satan sets up these belief systems in our minds, these strongholds, and that's why we believe wrongly. Because we haven't equipped ourselves with the wisdom and power of Christ to help us decipher the difference. The world, besides the world, the other place that we can use the helmet in the battle is the one that rages on the inside of us. It's that old sin nature that just hangs around on the inside of us, that wars against the Spirit, the Bible says. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we're taking every thought in captivity to the obedience of Christ." You ever have in your mind something pop up and you wonder where it came from? Or something pop up in your mind that you know is not right? That verse there says, by having the Word in here, that when those things pop up in our mind that we know are not right, we can take them captive, right? Take them captive to the obedience of Christ. As Barney Fife used to say, nip it in the bud. Right? That famous scholar from back a few years ago. Barney Fife. I'm trying to get at least just one smile to crack somewhere. Just one. But Satan, his work is most often, as we've said, done in our minds. And he sets up these strongholds in our mind. And he does that to conquer and destroy you. You say, "Well, I hadn't noticed that preacher. He ain't never bothers me." Well, if he doesn't ever bother you, maybe you better check on your salvation. Or maybe you better check on your walk with Christ if Satan ever interferes with you. But I suspect he does, right? The sad thing is that I see in many Christians is that Satan already has their mind and they don't realize it. They think everything's okay. But all is not lost, because if they're saved, then Christ can tear down those strongholds of Satan. Now, we could make a whole nother message out of that. But He gives us the power. Christ gives us the power to recapture the territory that Satan has taken over. It won't happen right away and it won't be easy, but it can be done by the power of God. We can give Christ full control of our minds if we'll let Him. And that's what it means by putting on the helmet of Christ, the helmet of victory. If this word is going to change you and change me, if his thoughts are going to be my thoughts, then it comes through, and I'm going to say it again, Bible and prayer. Bible and prayer. It's not a secret formula. There's all kinds of formulas out there, and discipleship programs, and this program and that program, but it boils down to this, Bible and prayer. Read what God said and talk to God. It's those things. Master it and commit it to your mind and your heart, and you can really be all right, can't you? Amen. Father, thank you for your word. Lord, as we open up an invitation time right now, Lord, we pray that you would bind Satan from this time. Help us to evaluate our walk with you. If there's someone here today that needs to give their heart to Christ, then I pray that you would surely make that happen. Father, if there's decisions that need to be made, we pray that they'd be made now and be made public. That person that you're dealing with would step out in faith on your word and be saved. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.